My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
Today, we're going to talk about how to screen for SEO talent in 2022.
So if you're trying to find a really good SEO to hire, one of the best ways to figure out if they're good is to have them give you examples of companies that they've increased keyword rankings for and ask them what those keywords are. And you can just Google them and see it and ask them what traffic increases they provided. And then you can just go and use tools like SEMrush or Ubersuggest or Ahrefs or whatever you want to verify that, because you should be able to see the graphs going up and to the right. And that's all public data. And then after that, you want to actually ask them, hey, how'd you get those traffic increases? So let them break it down. Oh, we created more content. We wrote more blog posts. We optimized the on-page SEO. We built more links. And then go more in depth. Okay, you wrote more content. Did you write the content? Yes or no? If you did, all right, what was your process for writing the content? If you didn't, how'd you find the writers? How much did you pay the writers? Where'd you find them from? What was the process of managing them? How'd you come up with topics? If they're talking about link building, how'd you build the links? What was the outreach? What were the vendors you used? What was your process? How many links did you build for these websites? What tactics worked the best? What didn't? Because you can actually look that stuff up online by putting in their URLs that they're talking about to see if they're actually building those links. And then I would start talking about on-page code. Oh, they modified on-page code. What changes did you make specifically? With this talking about cross-linking. Oh, what did you do with cross-linking? Oh, we improved page speed. How did you improve the page speed? You can run it through Google Page Speed Insights to actually see if their page speed is great. So in essence, all you're doing is drilling down, because if they can get super technical and granular, it usually means they know what they're talking about and they had an impact on the results. If they can't, that means it's someone else who probably provided the results and it wasn't them.
Yep. What Neil's asking here or saying here is this is, you know, Elon Musk uses this question a lot, right? What's your most impressive career win? Neil's a little more specific here. It's basically a version of that, right? What is your most impressive career win as it relates to SEO? But what's more important is actually using the follow-up questions here, right? Can you give me an example of that? Can you tell me how you did this specifically? Did you do this or is it someone else that did it, right? And then you really start to see like how serious they are, you know, how seriously good they are, because that's what you're looking for at the end of the day. So there's that. Now, there's actually a really good book called Who, and it's WHO with a question mark by Jeff Smart. And there's a section on how he screens, and they're all 15-minute screens, okay? So I would say Neil's question is probably the most important one. But if you want to get to the point, when you're starting with screening, saying, hey, like Neil, This screening is probably going to take about 15, 20 minutes or so. I'm going to ask you a handful of questions. And then if it makes sense, we'll reach out to you later. Is that cool? And then Neil says, cool. And so, you know, Neil's question will definitely be in there, but, you know, tell me what your long-term career goals are, right? Because if you're looking to hire an SEO manager, or let's say an SEO strategist, but this person wants to do like paid media, even though they're good at SEO, they want to do paid media. So you got to find out, like, what do they want to be doing long-term? Do they even want to be sitting in this role? Because if you hire someone for like, oh yeah, I'm going to be here for like a year or so, like maybe that's not what you're looking for, right? And then asking, what are you world-class at? Like, what are you really good at? What are you world-class at, right? So even though they might be good at link building, if what they really want to do is tactical SEO, like you're going to start to feel the energy for what they really want to be doing. And then you ask the flip side of that, what are you not so good at? What are you not interested in doing, right? Because you want to see if it aligns with the role that you've defined. And ideally you have some type of scorecard defining that the outcomes that you want, right? But those are just a handful of things over there. And like, I can go down the list over here on how you would do a who screening, but starting with those, and then, you know, asking about the most impressive win. And then, you know, and I would ask this too, this is very important. How many direct reports do you have right now, if any? If they do have any, then you ask them if they've built a team before. Have you recruited a team before? Oh, if so, tell me how you've recruited a team. Like, what is your recruiting process? And you start going deeper in there. Because if you can hire someone that knows how to recruit other people and they can bring people to you, that's going to go a lot further. So that is it for today. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this pod. It helps us grow, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.